Well, it's estimated that almost a third of food produced in South Africa for human consumption is effectively thrown away, most of it ending up in landfills where it produces a large amount of methane, a powerful greenhouse gas. And equally disconcerting is that this happens despite the fact that some 13.8 million South Africans go hungry every day. In today's edition of Being Green, our focus on the environment, Glynis Crook talks to an organization called Food Forward SA, which is making a difference by collecting edible surplus food and redistributing it to organizations that feed thousands of people every day.
Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Hello and welcome to Being Green. I'm Glynis Crook. On occasion, my daughter and I help out at a local restaurant that once a week provides a free meal to those in need. It's sad to see so many people, some with small children, waiting to get a plate of food, especially in a country that on a national level is considered food secure. But few of us realize how enormous the problem is. A report tabled in Parliament recently showed that an estimated 13.8 million South Africans go hungry daily. And a VIT study reports that a shocking 10 to 20 children die of starvation each day. Yet so much food gets thrown away in our homes, restaurants and by shops. Food Forward SA is one group that is trying to do something about this. It collects edible surplus food from manufacturers, wholesalers and retailers and redistributes it to hundreds of organizations that collectively feed thousands of people per day. I'm joined online by Kate Hamilton, Fund Development Manager for Food Forward SA. Kate, tell us, how serious is the problem in Cape Town?
Hi, Glynis. Thanks so much for having me. The problem in Cape Town is possibly a lot worse than people think. I think a lot of South Africans aren't aware of the problem of hunger in South Africa. But as you said, it's quite widespread, with just under 14 million people experiencing hunger on a daily basis. Cape Town is in a slightly better position than some of the other provinces in the country, but our stats are almost in line with the rest of the country. So the problem is spread over the whole of South Africa.
You were talking to me earlier specifically about children and how so many children go to school without food in their stomachs.
Yeah, that's a major problem, because when you consider the impact of a hungry tummy, you think possibly the child is going to be disruptive in class, they're not going to be able to concentrate, but it's much greater than that. That has an impact on their ability to learn in class, to keep up with the rest of the learners, but it also has a developmental impact, and their brains potentially don't develop in line with where they should be. And that obviously has a long-term impact on a child's ability to complete their education, find employment. It's not just a short-term problem. It's a problem that South Africa, I think, needs to become aware of and to realize that we all need to work to addressing if we want to solve major problems in the country like unemployment and health crises that we experience. So there's lots of work still to be done.
Do you think that local and national governments are doing enough to address this problem?
I think that local and national governments are very aware of the problem, and they are absolutely showing that they're looking for ways to address the problem. I think that they're also quite restricted as to what they can do. So, for example, an organization like Food for South Africa, who deals with mostly rescued food, it is a bit of a challenge for them to work directly with us, because a lot of the people there expect the government to provide procured food, not necessarily rescued food. So there are some challenges that they face, but we have a number of conversations going on with local and national governments, and it shows that they are committed to addressing the problem, but they're just trying to find the right solution. So we continue to work with them, and we hope that eventually we can be part of that solution.
Now, Food Forward SA gets donations of food from various people and then goes about distributing this. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So, as I mentioned, Food Forward South Africa is in the food security sector, specifically working with rescued food. And what I mean by rescued food is food that is considered by the food retailers, wholesalers, or manufacturers as waste. But when I say waste, what that means is they're not able to sell it for one or another reason. Either they've overproduced something, or there's a slight problem with the packaging, or the instructions are in the wrong language, or potentially it's short-dated and they don't have enough time to get it to store and into the customer's kitchen. So that gets donated to us. we only take food that has not expired. Any expired food will be rejected by our organization. And then we redistribute that food to over 600 organizations across the country. So we're not providing meals ourselves. We're just allowing organizations who are generally, 85% of them are providing some other service to the community, such as skills development, or they're an orphanage or a home for the elderly. And their core focus is not finding food, but they do need to provide meals to their beneficiaries. So we assist in that way, and we hope that by doing that, the beneficiaries of those organizations are able to take advantage of any other opportunities that come their way, because their focus is not where is my next meal going to come from.
Now, you didn't include restaurants. Could restaurants donate food?
Yes, we are actually just starting to venture into restaurants. Previously, working with restaurants was tricky for us because our vehicles are so big and they can be quite expensive to run. We can't do small collections. But we've recently launched a platform where potential food donors can register as a donor. And then when they do have an ad hoc donation, they can send out a notification and we'll notify NGOs in their area and we'll do the link. And the organization will then collect directly, and they'll use a much smaller vehicle, so it's much more cost-effective. And if there are restaurants out there who'd like to get involved with that, it is really in the beginning stages, so we're trying to iron out some of the kinks, but they're welcome to get in touch with us and show some interest, and we'll see what we can do.
That was Kate Hamilton, a Fund Development Manager for Food Forward SA. That's it for Being Green this week. I'm Glynis Crook. Till next week, goodbye.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax. Above the crowd.